T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Good morning. It is 6:31. You are listening to 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. It is Friday, September 21st. Governor Jeff Collier has ordered flags statewide to be flown at half staff today, honoring Sedgwick County Sheriff's Deputy Robert Kunze, who was killed in the line of duty last Sunday near Garden Plain. Our heartfelt condolences to the family and fellow deputies of Deputy Kunze, said Governor Collier. We honor him for his selfless service and thank all of our men and women in uniform for the work they do each day to keep us safe. In honor of Kunze, personnel at Wichita Public Schools will be wearing blue today, and they invite the community to do the same. Deputy Kunze's funeral is at 10 o'clock this morning. That's at Central Community Church on West Maple, just west of the Big Ditch. Following the funeral, the procession will proceed west on Maple, then south on 119th Street West to Kellogg for burial at Rest Haven. Maple and 119th Streets will be closed off before and after the noon hour to accommodate the funeral procession. President Trump's former personal lawyer says he's giving a critical information to the special counsel on the Russia probe.
Michael Cohen posting on Twitter essentially saying good for Michael Cohen for providing critical information to the Mueller investigation without a cooperation agreement. No one should question his integrity, veracity, or loyalty to his family and country over Donald Trump. ABC's reporting President Trump's former lawyer met several times with investigators from the special counsel's office. Cohen pleaded guilty last month to 8 federal charges and said then-candidate Trump told him to make payments to buy the silence of adult film star Stormy Daniels, as well as a former Playboy model who claimed they had affairs with him. Jill Nato, Fox News.
As the remnants of Florence have left behind catastrophic and deadly flooding, it's important to note that much like the Fujita scale for tornadoes, the scale for hurricane strength is based on wind speed and not on flooding risk. As of Wednesday, at least 37 people have died in storm-related incidents. That's now more than 40. Meteorologist Dan Holliday says people need to put the flooding threat in context.
Oftentimes, a severe thunderstorm warning or a tornado warning, or for that matter, a hurricane could be downgraded. And oftentimes people will say, I can let my guard down. It's not as bad as they thought. It's weaker now. And they drive down a road. They see some water running over the road, do not realize how deep that water is, and can easily be swept away.
That's what happened to a couple of mental patients on Tuesday in South Carolina when the van they were riding in was overtaken by floodwaters. The owners of the abandoned Joyland Amusement Park in Wichita are putting the land up for sale.
Joyland opened in 1949 and was one of the largest amusement parks in the Southwest. Since it closed in 2006, a series of fires and other vandalism has hit some of the artifacts and rides left at the site. Last month, one of the last rides left, the Wacky Shack, was destroyed in a fire. The Wichita Eagle reports McCurdy Auction will auction the 57-acre property November 7th. The site will be split into 2 separate parcels of commercial land, which can be bought separately or as one purchase. The auction website strongly advises people not to enter the abandoned amusement park due to the potentially dangerous conditions. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
2 men were stabbed in southwest Wichita near Pawnee and George Washington Boulevard. Police officer Charlie Davidson says it happened about 2:30 in the morning yesterday. Emergency dispatchers originally sent officers to the scene of what was thought to be a shooting. This was in the 3900 block of East Roseberry.
Officers contacted a 34-year-old male and also a second unknown male victim. Both of the victims were uncooperative with officers and investigators, and they both had sustained multiple stab wounds. The victims were transported to area hospitals with non-life-threatening injuries.
Investigators believe the information they got from the victims is not consistent with the facts of this aggravated battery. Police have developed a lead on a possible suspect. They're trying to contact that person. Investigators say this is not a random event. President Trump making good today on a trip to Missouri that he canceled last week as Hurricane Florence approached the Carolina coast.
President Trump visits Springfield in Greene County, Missouri tonight, a Republican stronghold that he won in 2016 by almost 30 points. The president will support Josh Hawley, the Republican U.S. Senate candidate and current Missouri Attorney General who's challenging embattled incumbent Democratic Senator Claire McCaskill, just days after she announced that she'll be a no vote for the president's Supreme Court pick, a significant position considering that she's running for re-election in a state that President Trump won. Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
Animal lovers swooning over a pet shelter volunteer who naps with cats.
In a post on Facebook, the Safe Haven Pet Sanctuary in Green Bay, Wisconsin, shared photos of a volunteer named Terry snoozing with the felines, explaining Terry turned up one day asking to brush the cats. Now he brushes them all and can describe their likes and dislikes. Reps go on to say Terry accidentally falls asleep most days, but they don't mind, saying cats need this and he's a wonderful volunteer. Safe Haven is a cage-free nonprofit adoption center specializing in rescue kittens with physical or psychological disabilities. The post took off online, earning a front page spot on Reddit. Safe Haven's founder tells BuzzFeed when she let Terry know he'd gone viral, he said he hoped all those people would donate. I'm Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
A lawsuit over the mishandling of burying bodies at a cemetery in Tennessee, it has now gone to a jury.
Following an almost three-week trial, a jury in Memphis is deliberating a case surrounding Galilee Memorial Gardens. 1,200 plaintiffs filed a class-action lawsuit after an investigation found the cemetery was putting bodies in the wrong places, tossing multiple cadavers in the same grave, even crushing caskets to make them fit. The plaintiffs also believe funeral homes that sent the bodies there should have made sure everything was handled correctly, but attorneys for those funeral homes say it's the cemetery that is solely at fault. Ken Duffy, Fox News.
We're heading into the weekend. Let's find out what's going on with the weather. Let's take a look at the weather forecast. Meteorologist Dan Holliday with us. Good morning.
Good morning. Much cooler air is on the way in today, and for the start of the weekend, showers will continue off and on with a high this afternoon 71 and gusty northeast winds. A chilly night ahead with a low 48, sunny and 74 on Saturday, 78 on Sunday. I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday.
Thank you, Dan. Currently in Wichita, we have a breeze out of the north-northeast. We do have some light thunder showers and rain in the area. It is 68 degrees. KNSS News time is 6:38 with Steve and Ted on this Friday morning. And let's do what we do at this time every weekday morning. Let's get the latest, a commodities update, as we speak live with Tom Leffler of Leffler Commodities. Good morning, Tom.
Well, good morning, Ted. Well, back on Thursday, the live cattle and the feeder cattle had another session of trading up and down. And we saw December live cattle make a new high for the week yesterday, while the October contract made a new low for the week. By the close yesterday, the entire cattle complex closed on the negative side. And we're still waiting for cash cattle trade to take place in the Southern Plains. It has taken place in Nebraska, mostly steady money to last week. Now, the lean hog shot higher yesterday and closed mostly on the negative side. On the close, October live cattle, 65 cents lower, 112.45. October feeders down 60 cents at 157.27, and October lean hogs $1.25 higher at 61.25. Now, talk Thursday of Argentina may increase export taxes on grains and soybeans, along with Argentina buying U.S. soybeans. Plus, we saw yesterday China may lower their VAT tax to everyone but the U.S. Now, this also brought about short covering by the managed money accounts, causing big upside to take place in the grain and soy complex. We also saw yesterday the stock market and S&P make new record highs. At the moment, December KC wheat's down a half a penny at 526.5. December corn a penny and a half higher, 354, with November soybeans down 5.75 at 844.5. November crude oil this morning, 55 cents higher at 70.87. December gold down $1.40 at $1,210. The December S&P's down a quarter of a point at 29.39 and a quarter. December dollar index 11 cents higher at 93.60, with December Dow Jones futures holding 28 points higher at 26,755. For commodity trading or ag marketing advisory, contact Leffler Commodities on the phone or on the web by using 866-GO-TO-TOM.
All right, Tom, almost a even more than a 20-degree difference from yesterday to today. So we kind of got a little summer into fall action, and I'm sure the crops love that, going swinging 20 degrees either way.
Well, I'll tell you what, it sure feels good this morning when you go outside. And I guess with tomorrow being the first day of fall, it's that time of the year to start to see things start to cool down a little bit. And it's also nice, we picked up an inch of rain last night.
That much?
Yeah.
Butler County got a little precipitation. There's kind of been a line of rain that has come through, and if you're lucky enough to be under that, you're getting some nice precip.
That's right.
And do you have a big weekend coming up?
I think I do, but I got to check with the boss first to make sure.
Ah, well, you know, she's the one that controls what's going on. I think
that's exactly right. That's who I take my marching orders from.
Yep. Mrs. Leffler has your schedule out there, and you better keep to it.
That's right.
we'll let you get going. And of course, yeah, fall begins officially sometime tomorrow night. So enjoy your last full day of summer, Tom. Does that sound like a plan?
I will do that. Thank you, Ted.
We appreciate it. It's always great information, and we'll talk to you again next week. Every morning at this time, the Commodities Update with Tom Leffler of Leffler Commodities. It is 6:42 with Steve and Ted. Oil and your investments. We'll see what that entails when money tracker Don Grant joins us in just a few minutes. Steve and Ted in the morning, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.